have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3,
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. The weekend's almost here, folks, so you can get some rest, replenish the batteries. We're going to talk about more energy today. Yes, we are. Well, welcome to the show. We like to empower people here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We're going to talk about how you can pump up your energy level. That's what we're going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about astragalus root and also about what the benefits would be if you're dieting, if you were eating some fat. And if we get time, we may touch on diabetes and blood pressure. We'll see how the hour rolls. We'll see. We do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 15th, so she'll be back sharing with us some health information that you don't want to miss. So I hope you can join us for that. And for those of you that are enjoying the newsletter, American Survival, Dr. Carly writes for that, as well as Melanie Cedarstrom, a discount gold and silver, and some others. So do sign up for that. You go to the powerherbs.com website and sign up there, and it's free. And also on Friday, you can sign up for the natural therapies newsletter called Health Quest, and that's also free. And you also get discount coupons to use towards your Apothecary Herbs products. So if you're thinking about doing some cleansing in the spring here, or just boost your energy with some herbs, hey, that newsletter probably helpful for you to find out how to do that. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Well, before we do the quack report, a big salute in Semper Fi, praying for all our righteous men and women in uniform, and as always, lifting those men and women up in prayer. God's hand of protection always be on them, as well as all of America. That's what I'm praying for. God's hand be on all of America to protect her. The righteous men and women in America to rise up with strength and dignity and boldness, you know, because, you know, the righteous are as bold as lions. And they're not fearful. They could be concerned, but, you know, fear is torment. Now, you know who that comes from. That comes from the dark side. And light and darkness can't coexist. So I'm praying for lightness to be restored to this nation, and I hope you'll join me. You know, we can't do it ourselves. We got to have some supernatural help from our Father above, and if it's His will, He'll do it, but it's our job to ask. So mind the time, folks. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what do we got in the quacker? A little bit of Obamacare news. Apparently, new data coming out of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They're one of the biggest players in the exchange. They're saying about 15 to 20% of the people who have signed up on the exchange haven't paid their first premium payment. Their first month's premium payment, which means they're not covered. Yeah. I guess they signed up thinking, well, if I can't cover it, I'll get, you know, some sort of, you know, a subsidy from the government. And when that doesn't come through, they're just, I guess, not being able to pay it. I don't know why they're not paying it. A lot of reasons. You know, I lost my job. I was demoted to part-time. A lot of reasons. But anyway, plans that are on the website from Blue Cross are called the Blue Plans. And, of course, you know, the Obama administration released that number that there's like over 7 million people are now signed up. But, you know, if only 80% of them are paying, that means only 80% of them are actually technically covered. So maybe the people that are covered through the exchange are more like 5.5 million. Moving along in the crack report. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, something out of Chinatown. New York Chinatown, up in New York. New Yorkers from the Chinatown area, they get some sort of rare skin infection. They think coming from handling the raw seafood causes lesions, pain and swelling, difficulty to move the fingers. The number of reported cases showing, it's really nice. It's a nice little red boil that pops up on your hand. It's huge and painful, you know, from handling, I guess, this fish. 66 cases, up from 30 just last month. So health officials are warning, if you purchase raw fish, you know, to wear gloves. Don't handle it raw. Apparently, if you cook it, it's fine. They say the culprit infection is caused by a bacteria. They have located it as Mycobacterium marium, some sort of, you know, seafaring bacteria that tends to, I guess, get through your skin through a cut. So the health department says, you know, be careful handling the fish. New York City, Chinatown. Last but not least in the quack report, let's see, radiation, new studies from the cell phone radiation that we tend to be exposed to. Of course, lots of data on the cell phones cooking our brain like a, you know, egg, fried egg. But now some new research it's published last year in the Central European Journal of Urology. It's a medical team research out of Austria and Egypt. They found that cell phones can cause erectile dysfunction. They said the common clinical condition for erectile dysfunction is usually 50% of the men over 40 have it. And among the known risk of ED, you know, usually it's people with diabetes, hypertension, obesity, or a condition called hypocholesterolemia. So they're saying, though, if you have a switched-on cell phone and that it's on your person more than 4.4 hours a day, you're at higher risk of developing erectile dysfunction. But if your cell phone's on you less than 2 hours a day, most likely not going to affect you so much. But they also noted that a lot of exposure to radiation from these types of gadgets can also kill sperm health and cause infertility. So, yeah, I guess I don't know. Are you going to call your doctor on that thing? Let him know? And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
I think I got an idea for you guys, you know, if you're, because, you know, most men will put their phone in their pocket, either their front or back pocket, right? Right? I guess men are going to have to get purses, just like us women. Throw the phone in there, you know, away from yourself. Some of them have those little hip things, you know, little on their belt, but I don't know. Radiation just pounding away. All right, we're going to talk about getting more energy. We're going to pump up our energy level. That's what we're going to talk about first, because there's several ways to increase the body's energy. So you need to decide, though, if your energy that you want, is it going to be more instantaneous, sporadic, short-lived, or do you want to build on your body's energy as if you take a time-released energy potion, as it were? Got to decide, okay? Those who, you know, lean on the caffeine and the sugar for, you know, quick bursts of energy, they're not going to create the energy endurance they want, okay? The body's going to learn to crave and even demand those energy crutches like that to the point of dependency. So, you know, you could get headaches and body aches and loss of concentration. Maybe your mood flares up and you're more tired in the long run. This is all a condition of sugar and caffeine dependency. So too much caffeine, you know, also can increase your risk of cardiovascular problems, you know, because it constricts capillaries. So, you know, stroke and even anxiety can be the fallout from that. So is there a healthier and smarter way to create and build more energy? Well, that's what we're going to take a look at. First of all, we have to tackle the food sources because that's where our basic energy comes from. So most of us are kind of drawn to the foods that, you know, have great taste. They're either salty or sweet, or they have texture. Maybe they're crunchy or they have a smooth, creamy feel. And they're usually satisfying, right? So, you know, your junk and your fast foods often fall into these types of categories, and we have to, you know, retrain our brain and our taste buds to prefer the energy foods which provide the nutrition the cells need for long-term energy. So I'm not, you know, one to like to count calories. I hate that, right? But I do avoid foods and beverages which provide those empty calories and create what I call a metabolic dependency on starch and sugar. So these are going to give you the instant gratification and the energy burst. However, it's not long lasting. So for crunchy foods, if you tend to like the crunchy foods like, you know, potato chips and pretzel, things like that, you may want to switch to an organic apple, a real nice, crisp organic apple. There's nothing like it. The natural sugars in your apple will provide that time-release energy. It also gives you fiber, which improves the bowel function, so you move out more toxins faster. And also the pectin in the apple will help reduce the risk of digestive diseases. So, now, let's say it's hot. It's going to be hot this summer. I predict we will have a hot one. So for those hot summer days when you really don't feel like eating, you might want to try some fruit smoothies made from frozen peaches or blueberries or strawberries. You know, blend it up with a little crushed ice and some almond or rice milk. And you can even add a little stevia or maybe some honey if you need it to be a little sweeter. So there are many fruits, though, that are sweet enough to be really considered a confection, like fresh pineapple. That's like candy right there. So, you know, keep the food combos basic, though, without throwing on the cream cheese, the whipped cream, or other dairy dips, because you'll do much better without the mucus that those ingredients create inside the body, because mucus traps in toxins, burdens the body, and slows the metabolism. So if you're not a breakfast person, you might want to try the smoothie option, and you can even add, you know, a few herbs to your smoothie for extra stamina, like, you know, spirulina, chlorella, or even some ginseng. So you can do that. Now let's say you know, you've changed the lifestyle. You've eliminated the trips to the drive-through and the frozen convenience foods, but you know the ones that usually are put in the microwave. You get rid of that, and you still can't seem to get going. What then? Still no pep. Well, if you still have daydreams of the large caffeine beverage and the vending machine candy bar for energy, then you might want to look into the detox program, because good nutrition should power up the body, and when it does not, well, the nutrition's not getting into the body like it should. So an accumulation of toxins can like coat the system like layers of debris, and this can block nutrition absorption and distribution. So do your homework on your detox programs that you may be considering, and make sure the detox works with the body's natural elimination processes and it won't overwhelm them. So if you purge toxins too quickly, or if you purge them from an area of the body that has no place to evacuate them to, then you could make yourself feel sick. Always, always demand 100% certified organic ingredients in your detox products and no GMOs, okay? Always check that out. Now, let's tap into some mineral power here. You know, in order for the body to promote energy throughout the system, you must not be dehydrated nor have edema. And one way to avoid those two extremes is to have organic, not synthetic, but organic minerals. Now, without the replenishment of the water and the minerals, your nervous system and your muscular system is going to suffer. Now, electrolytes are nothing more than minerals and water conducting electrical impulses through the central nervous system. So without them, you wouldn't be able to think, move, or even breathe. So organic sun-dried Celtic sea salt is one of the best ways to replenish those minerals. Even livestock like cattle have a salt lick in the pasture. So every living thing needs minerals, and majority of them are found in ocean salt. So our cell chemistry is closely related to ocean water. So make sure your salt is not artificially heated and is sun-dried to protect the minerals. The salt sold in your stores that's been artificially heated is stark white, whereas sun-dried salt that retains the 84 microminerals, well, that's light gray in color. Now, after oxygen and water, minerals are next for the body to survive. Gotta have it. So your salt and your water balance, they counterbalance one another. And if you have the right organic minerals and you don't dehydrate yourself with lots of caffeine and alcohol, you most likely won't be dehydrated or have edema. So be careful if you're using a mine salt. A lot of people like the Himalayan stuff. You know, those salts are, you know, okay, but they could have a different mineral concentration, and they could also contain shale, which can clog your kidneys. So be careful there. Now, the other thing for bumping up the energy level is, of course, exercise. As you already know, exercise on a regular basis does breed energy. So if you have an occupation that is sedentary, you know, you're kind of parked behind a desk, you're going to need 30 to 60 minutes of regular exercise during the work week. So regular exercise can become boring. So mix it up. You know, mix up the routine. Include some cardio, some stretching, some muscle toning. And those who make their exercise fun or they have a workout buddy tend to stick with it and are more motivated to exercise. So, you know, you got to keep that going. And it does boost your mood, okay? Makes life more bearable, folks. Okay, and let's talk about stress, too. We want some anti-stress elements thrown into our energy boosting, because another way to bless the body with more energy is to nullify as much stress as you can. Regular exercise will do wonders at helping you manage stress levels, but other therapies like meditation are also helpful. You know, sometimes just reading a book in the late afternoon sun for an hour can power up your energy and nullify the stress. So also herbs that I like to use for reducing stress are cayenne pepper and valerian root and lobelia and St. John's wort. Also, I like to make sure I get some organic vitamin B, which is helpful, especially for the nerves. The nerves run on B vitamins, so helps you keep a grip, you know, and cope with everything. So notice, you know, these were kind of basic things. So we've kept this approach pretty basic and simple, because it's within your power to accomplish. You don't have to rely on anything fancy or expensive, anything expensive, to create this long-lasting energy source for your body. Now, I will admit that, you know, our environment is more toxic than ever before. And, you know, toxin removal is going to play a huge role in boosting energy and overall health. You know, spring's a good time to begin your toxin removal if you've been thinking about it. So system organ cleansing is not common. And you can cleanse your bowel, your urinary tract, your prostate, your kidneys, your bladder, your liver, your gallbladder, and the blood system. And you can complete this system organ cleanse, that's what I call it, you know, before the first day of summer gets here. Yeah. Yeah, it's not hard. You will have more energy and feel better over the summer. So, you know, if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have more information for you, or you can order their organ cleanse packages. They're 100% organic and non-GMO. So give them a call toll-free. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International is 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, if you're there on the website, don't you forget, you can check out their energy herbs. They got a whole category of just energy herbs. There's the Body Foundation food mix that has the spirulina and chlorella in it. They do have the ginseng products, valerian root, of course, relax formula, and your wonderful salt, all there. And if you're trying to stock up for, you know, whatever, you can check out their stock up on a budget or stock up not on a budget and see what you can do to empower yourself. I got a call from a truck driver today in Indiana and listens to the show. And he gave us some really good feedback on the show. I appreciate that. And anyway, he was empowered, he said, by the information on the show. And it's always good to hear feedback like that. And I thank him for telling us that. All right, we're going to move along here. We got a few minutes before our break. We're going to start the astragalus root segment, see how far we get. Astragalus root is really one of those excellent herbs that you could use as needed. That's what I call my as-needed herb. And it's great because it helps regulate the metabolism. And nobody knows that better than the people of the ancient China. That's what they used astragalus root for. It is known in China as Hung Kuai, which means the strengthener. So to the Chinese, astragalus root will strengthen the human body, giving it more stamina. So if you're trying to bump up your energy, this is a good herb to have on hand as well. They say in China, your astragalus root will also give you vitality and the ability to resist stress and disease. So astragalus is, you know, an immune booster of sorts. It contains alkaloids. It helps also your skin to heal faster from bruising or injury. Use it internally. And it assists the immune system to eliminate a lot of toxins quickly. So it improves the efficiency of toxin removal. So you can use it and layer it in with your detoxing. Mm-hmm. So how does astragalus do all that? Well, astragalus root is from the legume family, also known as milk vetch or goat's thorn. And it has a lot of the saponins, which are chemical compounds, to assist your body to do what it does, but even better. Okay, so it sort of gives the body assistance and it doing its job. For instance, if you take astragalus root, it helps the cardiovascular system. It has an anticoagulant action, helps reduce the risk of blood clots and strokes. However, you don't want to mix this herb if you're taking pharmaceutical drugs that are anticoagulant in nature. So if you're taking also immune system suppressants, you don't want to use astragalus root with those drugs or antiviral prescription or even blood thinners. So you want to be careful there. Pick one or the other. Don't use them in combination. Also, let's talk about what else the ancients knew about astragalus root. So if you're a newcomer to the realm of medicinal medicine, well, the ancient Chinese had these texts, ancient texts, and they wrote about astragalus root as far as back as 2,000 years ago. So modern Chinese herbalists today and other health practitioners will use astragalus root to strengthen the body, and to guard against illnesses that create fatigue, like cancer and leukemia, things like that. So for this reason, a lot of people feel astragalus root is really similar to a ginseng, and in many cases it's used for things like diabetes and blood pressure and heart disease problems. Well, let's look at some of the amazing studies that they've done on this herb, astragalus. Something very valuable came across on this research. This is TA Therapeutics of Hong Kong and UCLA. There seems to be interest in the roots, telomerase activator. It's a cell blocker within astragalus root. They say it helps to combat HIV infections and even as an anti-aging precursor. So in 1983, the University of Texas, the Anderson Center in Houston, they did some studies on astragalus root, and what their research turned up is that the root improves the immune system of those undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. It was also further noted that patients taking astragalus root had fewer side effects from chemotherapy. Now, other studies show astragalus root helps support your glandular system and helps balance hormones related to stress. It also helps allergy sufferers if you're prone to environmental allergies. So some of the animal studies that they tested astragalus root on showed that it helped the immune system, the killer T cells, become more vigorous and aggressive at eradicating the infection. Another animal study using mice showed that astragalus root helped the immune system make more white blood cells, the macrophages, which are used to destroy bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Now, a study out of China said that your human cardio patients that suffer from heart infections improved a lot more and significantly more when they had astragalus root. Now, one very interesting Chinese study showed that mice that received a cancer chemotherapy drug developed liver damage, a side effect of the drug. But when the mice also took astragalus root, the liver didn't suffer the damage. Interesting. One other study showed that the root also improved sperm mobility. And so those people that are trying to have a family and having difficulty, eat some walnuts and have some astragalus root. That's what I say. That'll help bring that baby into the world sooner than you'd like, I guess. All right, other factors that are a good thing regarding astragalus root. You don't overdo astragalus root. There's the number one thing you don't want to do. You want to follow product instructions and use it when you have to, because, you know, it's not really to be used like a multivitamin, although some people can use it like that, especially when they're real sick. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back. Grab you deep inside.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about astragalus root, kind of an interesting little herb here. You know, it's been used in Asia for like centuries. And you know what they do over there with the astragalus root? The root, they dry it, and they cut it into these slices that kind of resemble popsicle sticks. And they sell it in the stores like that. And the Chinese like the taste of it. It has kind of like a sweet licorice-y type of taste. And so a lot of kids just buy it as a treat, just like, you know, I guess American kids here would buy a piece of licorice. And they run around the streets and the shops and, you know, munching on astragalus root. Now, the American astragalus root is sold, but usually it's sold powdered or in capsules or tablets, or it's made into a liquid called a tincture. Now, astragalus root has a lot of power in it. It is high in magnesium, silicon, and zinc, which is basically fuel for your immune system to run on. And it can even reverse immune system suppressants and heart muscle damage. Interesting. So I like to layer astragalus root with certain other herbal products or formulas. Like I'll combine it with a ginseng, like American or Siberian ginseng, or with, you know, echinacea. So you can do that for more power. It's a synergistic effect when you layer them for more power. You can also combine astragalus root with the white juniper berry known as juniper monosperna to give it more power with regards to balancing blood sugars. Also, you can certainly pair it with any of your immune-boosting types of herbs, your echinaceas, your garlics, any of those types of formulas are excellent. It also is very good for relieving a lot of angina pain, so you can layer that with things like motherwort for the fluttering. So there's a lot of things you can do with astragalus root. So It has a lot of uses. Can do what probably no pharmaceutical drug could do. It has a lot of healing power in it. Of course, I am convinced, you know, God created it. It's one of his herbs. God gets all the credit, all the glory every day, all the time. So you might want to check out some of the power that God put into 100% organic, non-GMO astragalus root. And guess who has that? The folks at thepowerherbs.com, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, that's their website, thepowerherbs.com, or, you know, give them a call, ask them about the astragalus root. It is one of the formulas in the Three Amigo pack, if you were ever wanting to check that out. That is really good for nipping things in the bud, let me tell you. And you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. Or just simply you know, type in astragalus root in the search key on the powerherbs.com website and check it out for yourself. All right. Let's talk about fat. Wanting to lose weight, maybe you want to eat some fat to do that. I'm not talking about unhealthy fat, of course, you know. So let's just talk about some fats here. Is the fat you consume every day healthy? Is it real fat or is it maybe fake fat? What does she mean by that? Well, if you read a lot of product labels, you can determine if you're getting real organic fat or you're getting fake fat in your prepackaged foods. Is it more as a synthetic ingredient? Is it a sweetening agent? Is it real or is it artificial? Same thing. Same with the colorings. A lot of the yeast ingredients in foods now are really MSG. It's just been changed. The name's been changed, so it's really monosodium glutamate that you're getting. So if you consume artificial fats and artificial sweeteners, you're going to pick up weight pretty quickly at that. And you also run the risk of obesity and type 2 diabetes. So let's check out the fats. You know what? In 1880, there were only 2.8% cases of diabetes for every 100,000 people. That's in 1880. By 1949, that rate jumped to 30 out of 100,000 people. So back then, there was no distinction between type 1, type 2 diabetes, though. It was just all called diabetes. Now, currently, we have maybe 10 to 20% of the world's population on diabetic medicines. That's 1.3 million people. So let's just talk about this healthy fat versus artificial fats and see what's going on here. Let's look at this study. According to some research out of India, scientists called Susan Swithers at Purdue University, she said that she fed some rats some high-fat diets, and then she fed other rats a low-calorie diet, low-fat, low-fat diet. And they contained the artificial fat and sugar substitutes, the low-fat diet rats, okay? And the rats on the low-fat, low-calorie diet that had the artificial fat and sugar substitutes in it actually gained more weight and faster than the rats on the regular high-fat diet. Now, those on the low-fat diets that had the artificial ingredients were, she said, more likely to become obese and develop diabetes. And there was a review by David Salvallo, author of What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite. He reveals that these fake types of foods create a metabolic havoc in your body. He says that your brain is duped with the artificial fats and sweeteners, which trigger a biological response. So if you eat real fat or real sugar, it sets off a chain reaction. You get salivation, and you get hormonal reactions and digestion and so forth. And the body is really anticipating this real calorie from these fat foods, from the real fat and the real sugar. So the body is anticipating, and it does not want to be disappointed on these real calories. So when this nutrition doesn't show up with the fake stuff, well, guess what happens? Your brain feels cheated, robbed, and freaks out, and it triggers the starvation mode to convert your calories that you do have into fat and stores it, like, you know, under Fort Knox right there. Not going to be leaving your body anytime soon. So the brain is wired to react to taste, and it controls the chemicals and hormones metabolically in your salivary glands. Your mouth is where it all starts. So there's no way to change the brain setting from taste to have your cake and eat it too, see? Uh-oh, can't fool the brain. No. Well, let's look at some of these culprit foods. We're going to check the ingredient labels to avoid the foods that will make you overweight and quick and make you diabetic and even quicker. So foods containing olestra and aspartame, these are the fake things, the fake sweeteners. They're going to make you crave starchy sweets and you'll pick up weight. These ingredients have been shown actually to interfere with the human body's ability to regulate food intake and metabolize the nutrition. So in other words, the ingredients in foods that have these artificial sweeteners encourage you to overeat, to eat more empty calories, and thereby put on weight, fast track, you know, fast track to diabetes and obesity is basically what it is. So, you know, if you're going to be eating foods with aspartame and olestra and just fake this and fake that, well, you know, you could be looking like a sumo wrestler before you know it. All right. Scientists have known, they know this, that artificial sweeteners confuse your nutrient receptors into thinking real sugar is being supplied to the body when it isn't. So the body is unable to metabolize that fake sugar and just stores it as fat. So now, to give you an idea how widespread this food conspiracy really is, read the label of products like Pringles potato chips or the label of your margarine or non-dairy creamers, Cool Whip. What the heck is in that? I mean, you know, it doesn't go bad. Soft serve ice cream. Read that. A lot of your breads. Fiber One cereal. Scary. It's scary. Popcorn. You know, the microwave stuff. How about light fat-free yogurt? Right. Mm-hmm. Or even the light orange juice. What's wrong with a real orange? Seriously. And how about Quaker snack bars? Please read your labels. What's in there? If you can't pronounce it, then you know you don't want to eat it, right? I have this little rule, 6 to 8 ingredients. If it's beyond 6 to 8 ingredients, it's not a food anymore. Put it back. Okay? So we're going to get real here. Since the brain has its own setting control that the metabolism likes, and when we try to trick it by re-engineering foods, well, it can lead us down to a road really difficult to come back from. So instead of, you know, try eating foods that you know the brain has an appropriate response to and provides nutrition to help you keep the proper weight. Okay, you know that what those foods are, you know, whole grains, organic meats, fruits, and vegetables. It's simple. Keep it basic. Keep it simple. I mean, yeah, you can throw in some spices to kind of change and magnify flavor, but you don't want to throw in anything artificial or GM. Well, let's talk about some roots here. You know, do you know why we have re-engineered foods? Well, it's supposedly to prevent starvation and also less spoilage. So these fake foods that have the extended shelf life are intended for one thing, profits. So these profits come at a consumer's expense. So when something doesn't seem right and when it's not natural, you have to follow the money. So the love of money, the root of all evil, you've heard that, right? Nothing new under the sun. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end thereof, it's the way of death, okay? So it is possible that the development of extended shelf life type foods that mankind has invented is also developing and creating these new diseases like type 2 diabetes. Now, the first attempt at making margarine, guys, was in 1869. There was this Frenchman. His name was Maguey Maurice, and he called his product palatable table fat. Nice. And it was a combination of seasoned gypsum, mashed potatoes, bleach, gelatin, and hog fat. Ooh, yummy. So it was introduced to America as margarine in 1874, but Americans didn't like the taste of the product. So the processed oils kind of came on the scene in 1899 when David Wesson introduced cottonseed oil. It was a cheap alternative to olive oil. Olive oil was more expensive. So it was cheaper to use when you wanted to cook something. And it has really taken its toll, really, on lives of millions of people. The FDA actually should have banned it from the market because it's full of pesticides. But too many Americans have this love affair with potato chips and junk food, which are full of these types of processed oils. Now, in 1903, the hydrogenated oils hit the market, and this was a patented process that was invented by William Norman. He was turning unsaturated fatty acids into saturated fats. So the floodgates of adulterated foods were swung wide open and more artificial oil was produced. So Crisco and trans fatty acids, for example, came on the market. 3 and 4 generations later, we're beginning to see the detrimental effect of these artificial fats, these artificial sweeteners and oils that are not immediately obvious. So now if pets and insects refuse to eat foods with these types of ingredients in it because of the pesticides and other toxins in it, why are we eating it? Well, let's talk about if you suffer from digestive problems, you know, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, dry skin, cardiovascular problems, asthma, arthritis, other ailments. You may benefit from switching off these fake oils and just use olive oil. Now, 1 teaspoon of olive oil contains 120 calories and 14 grams of healthy, organic, real fat. Now, this fat is monounsaturated and will not be stored as fat by your body. Now, the people of Greece, Italy, and Spain all know the health benefits of using real olive oil. And you know, for centuries, their countries have the lowest statistics in heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Our ancient ancestors used olive oil to heal wounds, and the oil is an excellent for skin problems. So not only is olive oil metabolized correctly by the body, but it lubricates mucous membranes and your joints. So the antioxidants you find in the olive oil are greater than what you find in vitamin E. And how many vitamin E pills are you popping in your mouth every day? You just use some olive oil. Now, is a must for those who suffer with diabetes, according to the journal article of September 2003. You will find that in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So get some olive oil out there and solve the blood sugar issue, apparently. But you're in control of all that, right? You don't need doctor's permission to go get you some olive oil. You don't need an insurance card and a copay. It's there already. Now, medical science would have you believe that diet really doesn't play a whole that big a role, you know, in your life and your health. It's really the genetics that are important. And, you know, one reason why science allows our food industry to come under, go from authentic foods to GMO foods is because it creates disease and it creates a steady line of patients. Nutrition does affect DNA, or the food and the drug companies wouldn't be developing products which influence your enzymes by switching them on and switching them off with specific receptors here and there. Why would they care if it didn't manipulate and control something like your health? Okay, so everything we do has an effect, good or bad. It isn't, you know, whatever you do, try not to disrespect what God created and gave you, right? You don't want to tamper with the design God made, right? You can't improve on that. So try to eat your foods in the original packaging. You know, instead of orange juice that may be laced with sweeteners, how about just eating an orange, you know? Just pick up an orange, peel it, juice it yourself if you want juice. You'll be amazed how much energy you're going to have and how consistently you're going to progress in your weight loss, getting your blood sugars under control, having more energy. You know, Colonel Sanders, he founded the KFC, remember Kentucky Fried Chicken? He had a successful marketing campaign, stated that he used only whole ingredients in his recipe. Remember that? In the 60s and 70s, I remember those commercials. The guy with the, you know, white suit and beard and head of hair and the cane and the glasses. Only wholesome ingredients. That was the big, big thing. Well, I say, you know, why don't you just use God's original recipe? Keep your food simple, you know, and basic. I mean, yeah, you can throw in some herbs to spice it up, but leave the Cool Whip and the sour cream with all the, you know, antibiotics and hormones in it off the table. Off the table. In other words, avoid overprocessed foods which have the nutrition stripped out of it and replaced with an extended shelf life. And pump full of artificial ingredients to, you know, just dupe your taste buds and your brain into thinking it's something it's not. And the same thing goes with your supplements. Make sure they're whole food supplements. You know, forget the synthetic supplements or the isolated nutrients, also known as I call them the pseudo nutrients, the stuff that's coming out of Europe, all that stuff, the newfangled terms for vitamin supplements. So, you know, it didn't fool in me. You just do your homework. I got a call from someone the other day who wanted to know about an herb. It wasn't indigenous in the United States. It comes from overseas, and it was from the genus flytrap family, where, you know, the plant actually eats bugs and other things. Supposedly, they found some sort of wonderful, miraculous thing that it does, and wanted to know if we had it. No. We don't deal with imported herbs. We don't deal with any herb that's outside the United States. It's all certified organic herbs grown to tilth standards here in the U.S. and non-GMO, and plants that preferably are just plants that don't eat bugs and insects and meat, if you will. So you can check all that out, all the organic products that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have on their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You put the power back in your hands with those organic tools. Get you over the hump. Straighten out the lifestyle. All of a sudden, not having Obamacare is not so scary, right? Right. Absolutely. Give them a call toll-free if you want a free product catalog. It's 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. So check that out. Get the power back. Take it back. That's what I say. Take it back. We were talking about the other week about, you know, first aid kits and getting prepared and stuff. First aid kits are great to have on hand. They'll have those basic essentials, bandages, tourniquet, ice packs, things like that. But you may want to extend the use of your first aid kit and get some of the herbal kits that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. You know, they have a pandemic kit. They have a power herbs kit. And, you know, what's to say you might come across a time when, you know, nobody answers 911? What are you going to do then? Well, if you have some of these kits with instructions and you know what you're doing, you can do a whole lot. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. And if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletter. They have two of them. They're absolutely free. And they go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and it's packed full of financial, health, and political stuff, and a lot of people writing for that. So it's empowering information. And also, if you're just interested in the health issue with natural therapies, then that's the HealthQuest newsletter, which goes out on Fridays. So if you want to sign up, you can sign up and get your first issue going out tomorrow. So you can go to the powerherbs.com website, click on the newsletters tab, and select the newsletter you'd like to sign up for, and we'll get you added to the list. Of course, it's free of charge, and you will get some discount coupons to use towards your herbal products by Apothecary Herbs. So you get a free information, you get information that's empowering, and you get special subscriber discounts. So check that out. What could be better than that? Also, don't forget your pets. Pets are important, too, part of the family. You want to keep them healthy. If you're looking for a safe, organic, grain-free, GMO-free substitute to your Dynavite, which is less expensive, check out the Power Greens for Pets, and that's on the powerherbs.com website, too. So just, you know, click on the pets section. You'll find the natural eucalyptus flea and tick collars, the great shampoo that keeps your dog soft and supple. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there for your pets. If your pet has anxiety, there's a natural way to get around that. So check it out. Your pets are part of the family. Keep them healthy, too. So thepowerherbs.com. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. Well, I guess I'm going to have to save my diabetes, high blood pressure topic for next time, and we'll have some other things as well. If you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, feel free to drop me a note off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to work it in. We're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.